If for some reason the calendar, the large number of ads, or signs along the road have included you in, guess what? This Tuesday is Election Day. Now, if you're a first-time voter or have just moved to Sussex County, you may have some questions about what to do and, more importantly, where to do it this coming Tuesday. My first guest this week is here with the answer. She's the administrator for the Sussex County Board of Elections, Marge McCabe. Good morning, Marge.
Good morning, Chris.
And website, you can go to sussex.nj.us, and on the top drop-down menu, you'll see Board of Elections, and they'll get you to a wealth of information beyond the point we'll have time to talk with here, but we can still touch on some of the important points, which I guess first thing first, Marge, what are the voting times for Tuesday?
Polls open at 6 a.m., and they're open till 8 p.m.
Now, that is for traditional voting. People are really getting into the early voting opportunities, what that does for a variety of reasons, scheduling or work or whatever the case may be. On Monday, is early voting still going to be possible?
Yes, you can go to the county clerk's office, which is on Spring Street, 83 Spring Street, and you can vote up until 3 o'clock. You can walk right in and you can vote a paper ballot right there if Tuesday is not convenient for you.
And when you do the early voting, is there any additional ID you need, or is it the same process as if you were walking up to the poll on Tuesday?
It's actually the same process. The girls over in the clerk's office will take a look at your signature to make sure it matches the signature in our system and verify that you are who you say you are before they allow you to vote. I got an interesting phone call the day before yesterday. A gentleman was not able to go to the polls on Tuesday, so I offered him the opportunity to come into the county clerk's office and vote early. And he said, oh, those ballots are only counted if there's a close race.
Huh.
So I assured the gentleman, and I'd like to assure your public, that all of the ballots are counted. As long as the commissioners determine that the signatures match the signature in the system and you are a legitimately registered voter, then they will absolutely count your ballot.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are getting confused with it because we used to call the early voting the absentee ballots. And even back when it was just the absentee ballots and you would mail them in from wherever you were, overseas or somewhere else in the country, that even the absentee ballots would still count. I think it was, well, depending on what county, what state, up to 14 days after Election Day, as long as it was postmarked by Election Day.
And that is true. We will add anything that has been legitimately mailed in a timely manner. And the commissioners are here 2 days after the election to address any of those issues, including provisional ballots that are given out on Election Day if there's an issue with a voter.
Now, I know a lot of people overlook an important piece of information because we're in a technology age, so they see something big and bulky on paper, they usually cast it aside. But that sample ballot that people have already received in mail, that has a wealth of information in it, doesn't it?
It really does, and we encourage our voters to sit down with that sample ballot and take a look at all of the candidates and all of the public questions. And we even encourage voters to mark up their sample ballot and bring it with them on Election Day. So they've already made their decision, and they can go through the voting process on the machine very quickly.
You might be thinking, too, that New Jersey, primarily the state races, are odd number year activity. But when you look at the ballot this year, along with a race for the House, a local freeholder, you have a variety of local races. And again, people overlook the importance of the ballot questions. And those are very important elements that are going to impact a lot of people, depending on the results.
They really are. So the voters really should sit down with those questions and study them and make an informed decision before they get into the voting booth.
So with Marge McCabe, who is the administrator for the Sussex County Board of Elections, sussex.nj.us. You go to the top menu, magically a menu drops down. You'll see Board of Elections. Click on that. You can get a whole lot of information and questions answered at sussex.nj.us. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as electronic voting, Marge, is it the same equipment? Has anything changed with the electronic voting machines? Because I know the transition from the old school to the electronic made a few people uncomfortable, but it seems like everyone has taken to them.
They really have, and so many of our voters absolutely love our voting machines, as do I. We have an unlimited capacity for data on those machines, unlimited capacity for language even. So they're wonderful, and we encourage any new voters to go to our website. There is actually a YouTube video on there on exactly how to vote so that people are not uncomfortable with what to do once they get into the booth.
Now, If someone does make a mistake, what would happen? Like, let's just say Let's just say on whatever ballot question, someone punches no when they meant to punch yes.
The great thing about our machines is that you can go back to any page and make a change. Once you vote, it's not permanent. Before you hit that last confirm button, you have an opportunity to go back as many times as you like throughout the entire ballot to make a change if you like.
And not getting negative on the poll workers, but as you mentioned, the entry process into the polling location still has the human factor in it, and there's signatures and there's lines, and some of those, especially later in the day, those pages can get a little crowded. If someone comes in to vote, and as far as the poll worker can see, through a mistake or someone skipped a line, as far as they know, that person is shown to have voted already, where in fact they didn't. What would someone have to do at that point?
If a voter comes in and there's already a signature in their signature box, obviously some earlier voter made a mistake, perhaps signed on the wrong line, or a poll worker guided them to the wrong line. We encourage the poll workers, and we train them to simply put a single line through that signature, have the correct voter sign, figure out where the earlier voter should have signed, and make a note in that box. We go through every single page of the poll book to ensure that the voter is accurately given credit for voting. And we even encourage the poll workers to write little notes in the margins so that we know what happened on Election Day, because we know people make mistakes. We're only human.
And that sounds like a change, too, because I remember there was a time where the page would be left as is, and the person who was the point of confusion would be given a provisional ballot. So the way you described it now, it's the person's going to be able to have an official vote, not a provisional ballot.
Yes, especially if the poll workers determine that they did make a mistake in where someone should vote. A couple of years ago, a gentleman came in to vote and saw that there was a signature in his box. He was all upset because he thought someone voted for him. It turns out he had the same name as another gentleman on the following page.
Whoops.
So these things happen.
Sure. And again, if for you as a voter, if something is not what it should be, just don't turn around and walk out. By all means, speak up, because there are officials on site at the polling locations, and the Board of Elections will be at the ready as well, should anything be amiss. But obviously, 99. whatever percent time of the day all runs smoothly. And
that's
it
right.
Encourages you as a voter to be an active voter, which that's what the
that's
day
right.
is all about. Find out more information if you have any questions. Great. Again, if you haven't voted on the electronic machines here in Sussex County, a short, easy-to-understand video is available as well at sussex.nj.us. Click on the on top of the menu, drops down, Board of Elections, and you can find a whole wealth of information, as well as where to find out the results after the election. If you're one of those political junkies that can't wait for the news the next day, you can get it as it rolls out from the Board of Elections website. Again, it's sussex.nj.us. We've been joined this morning by the administrator for the Sussex County Board of Elections, Marge McCabe. Marge, once again, hope it'll be a calm and orderly Tuesday and Election Day. Thanks for being here this morning.
You're very welcome, Chris. Thank you.